Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in Talmudic methodology from the Sefer Amidas Lechikra Halacha, Rabbi Yael Techon Abi Bracha. We are on Musag Hazman in the second volume, Midah Zayin, Beit Shin Chaf Hei. So until now, we've been discussing Dvarim Shevahoy Ve'inam Mamon, things that in the present are not money. But in the future, they're going to be money. That's Dabar HaGoyim LeMamon. Right now, they're not worth money. In the future, they're going to be worth money. But sometimes it's Faker. Sometimes in the present, it is money. And in the future, it's not going to be money. For example, the famous Gemara in the Sechas Bava Kama, the Fitzayin Amid Beis, where Rabbi says someone threw a kli from the head of a roof, from the top of the roof, and somebody smashed it on the way down with a makel. So the smasher is Patrik, is Manatvira Tavar. He's breaking a broken kli. But even though B'Shas HaShvira, it's still a kli shalom, since it's going to be broken, it's nidon al shem sof. As you see, the davar shebechayve, it's mamon, since the future is not going to be mamon, it's judged as if it's not mamon. However, there we can say that since b'shas ha-shvira, the kli is in the air, and it's not it's already not considered money. Because, like Rashi says, ha'ol v'sof al yishaver, since it's going to be broken, lik kishe yanuach, when it rests. And what yishaver hudam, it's like he smashed it himself. It's like the thrower smashed it. If you go Basar Meikar, you follow what happened originally, the guy who threw it down originally. So it's already now, when it's being smashed, it's already not worth mamon. It's already when it was thrown, it wasn't worth mamon. So it's not only not worth mamon when it smashes, it's already not worth mamon beforehand. So it's not because of Be'asid it's not worth money. Right now it's not going to be worth money. Right now it's not, it's already considered a klishavah. Since right now it's already considered a klishavah, that's why the one who breaks it is Patr. Again, not because in the future it's going to be broken, but because now it's already considered broken. It's like the guy who threw it broke it. So already now it's considered broken. Already now it's considered that it's not worth money. Like some of Farshim say that it has no shavius now. Who's gonna buy something that's gonna break in 2 minutes? Here, Rav Amiel discusses the sugi a little bit, which we're not going to get into because A, it's not clear what he means to me, and B, we're going to have other shiurim on the sugi, Amir Tashem. But to get into the Tosus a little bit, Tosus says the difference between someone who throws the kli on the ground and somebody who throws shoots an arrow at the kli. Somebody who shoots an arrow at the kli, Tosus says, as far as pshuta, that if somebody smashes it before the arrow hits, the smasher is chayv. When it's thrown on the ground, the smasher is not chayv, and it's a svar pshuta l'chalik. What's the svar pshuta? Like the Bnei Yeshua says, that if someone shoots an arrow, it's not 100% that the arrow is going to hit the mark. Whereas when he throws it on the ground, there's no other way, another place to go, so it's 100%. And that brings us to a klal hegyoni b'musagei hazman, that everything that's nidon al shein sof from chinas kol ha'omeg, enzel b'makom, it's only if the matzav be'osid is together hechreach vaday b'lishum safek. That the future matziv is 100%. If the future isn't 100%, then right now it's not considered in that matziv. When do you say that it's kala ome? When it's 100% that it's going to happen. When it's not, then it's 100% shalim. The only time it loses its status, the only way to make it lose its status is being a kli shalom, is if the 100% it's going to break. If it's not, then it's 100% not broken. And that's interesting. Zarek kli and zarek chetz. Zarek kli, if someone throws the kli down. So the guy who smashed it is patur manatvir tavar, because you know it's going to happen. It's 100%. The future is 100%. And therefore, already now, you consider it a broken kli. Either because it's going to be broken in the future or it's already not considered worth money now. But it has to be that 100% it's going to break. But Bezari Chetz, it's a suffix. And Ramel, it's not a manatavira. The Mishnah HaMelech has a... not a broken kli. Mishnah HaMelech has a suffix. If Chisaron Bizman is called a Darvish Shalav Al Olam, because man comes automatically. So maybe it's not like Chisaron Maisa. Chisaron Maisa is Darvish Shalav Al Olam. If it lacks a Maisa, maybe not Chisaron Zman. So we discussed in an earlier shir what the Mahusiv Zman is. Is it many, many, many different points, or is it one block of time? So if you hold it's many different points, so then you can say that it's a Darvish Shalav Al Olam, even though Zman's coming, but it's Darvish Shalav Al Olam because it's not here yet. That time is not here yet. That time is coming in the future. But if you view time as one block, as an etzem pashut that can't be broken up, so you can't say it's a Darvish Shalav Al Olam because Hova and Asid and Avar Hova and Asid are all one. So even though the Asid hasn't yet come to the world, you can't say it's a Darvish Shalav Al Olam. There's nothing new. Because it's all one block of time. In the middle, you can't say it's a Darvish Shalav Al Olam. So there you can say that the lack of Zman doesn't bother us. It's not considered a Darvish Shalav Al Olam. The only problem is the Mishnah Melech brings this about it. A Katan is Mekadish and Isha after he gets older. And that's not a good example, Bechara. Because in such a case, not pshat that the time is lacking. Pshat is the essence is lacking. What's the essence? That he's not a gadol. It's a katan. So if it was just time, so then you can say, okay, it's man mele kasi. But here what's lacking is that he's not a gadol. And therefore it's nothing. This man is only a gadol that he's going to be a gadol. But the fact that he's not a gadol, it's lacking. We're lacking that he's a gadol. He's still a katan. So therefore you can't be a mekadesh woman. The lachar sheyigda. The nafkamina would be if somebody sells chometz on Pesach, but the kinyan would be chal after Pesach. Is this considered a darvish shalav al olam? So here you have time. When the time comes, automatically, the chometz is going to be worth something. Right now, it's not worth anything. But the chometz is going to be, and the kinyan is going to be, can the kinyan be chal then? So do we consider that a darvish shalav al olam? Because that time hasn't yet come. So the Gemara Pesachim Chavtes that we discussed in the previous year, we see that there's a special hagdar called Goyim Umamim. And when it's only Goyim Umamim, you can't sell it. And that's why Rashi and Bav Mitzia explain the Mishnah that Kachim Shechayv Achrayus, and if Kachim that Yechayv and Achrayus, Yesh Memoina, if you're responsible for it, if you say Harei Alai, and you're responsible for this, if it's stolen or if it's lost, so there's Ona. What does it mean there's Ona? Rashi says, if you sell it after it got a mum. But Lefneza, you can't sell it. Even though it's Gari Mamon. Why is it Gari Mamon? Because it's, because if it gets lost or stolen, he has to pay for it. But in the meantime, he has no right to sell it. It's only if he sells it after it has a mum. That's not Gorim Lamamim. So, in such a case, since it's Chayav Achar Yusam, so it's going to be Ona. It's considered his. But again, the only time he can sell it is after Acharei Shehumim. Where it's actually, it's not just Gorim Lamamim, it's actually with Mamim. Because he can sell it. Before, and he can sell it. When it's only Gar in the moment. It's only if it gets lost or stolen that he's going to have to repay it. That's only considered Gar in the moment. Such a thing, it's only Gar in the moment. But he's not allowed to sell it, so that's not moment. That's not something that could be sold. So Darvah LeGarim LeMamim, you can't sell. So Chametz on Pesach is Garim LeMamim, so that's not sellable. U'chal mashma mizeh she'enonu mishtamshim b'svar shel zman melekat yivenonu mavdilim. So you don't say zman melekat yivenonu, we don't make avdala between mechusar maisa. Kevin diyu mignav o mitbad. So Mechusar Zman is called Goyim Lamamim, and Mechusar Mais is also, you can't sell. It's lacking the Maisa of Ganev and Aved, it's also only considered, so this is only considered Goyim Lamamim. So say if it's Mechusar Zman, say if it's Mechusar Mais, you can't sell it. And it's only a Goyim. It's only in the future going to be worth something. Now the Mishnah Melech brings a raya that Mechus is man. It's not Dovr Shelo Bala Olam because man Memela Kasi from the Gemara and Bukharis. You can be paid to your son before 30 days. Ala Achar Shleishim. That it should be Chal after 30 days. Ah, so you see there's no Chisaron is man. Dovr Shelo Bala Olam. But that's not a raya. Lo Me Bala Shittis Rashi. Because the whole void that you're not allowed to do before 30 days, you don't know if it's a Nefil. Once it turns out that after the past of 30 days, you see, oh, it wasn't a Nefil, so it's a spiral of my friend, it wasn't Mechus is man. So you can't say that you bring a raya from the fact that you can be paid it before 30 days. That Mechus Uzman doesn't bother us because Man Mele Pasi, no. Because afterwards it's inspired that it wasn't Mechus Uzman. So we're going to say Shita Satoisvis. The reason you have to do 30 days is not because of Nefil, but because of Ben Chodesh Tifte. So as what Rabbeinu is going to explain later on, is that Zimstein Zman Gorim and Zman Magbil. Zman, the Pidgin Aben, the Zman Shel Chodesh is Pukhinas Magbil. Zman Gorim means the time causes the mitzvah. Zman Magbil means the time limits the mitzvah, meaning there's a mitzvah. And the time's, oh, I've only done it this time. This is not the time, this is not the time, this is not the time it allows you to do it at a certain time. It's not Gorim the Mitzvah. Gorim the Mitzvah is a different word. So it's not considered a Mitzvah Shman Grama if it's only Zman Magbil. Only if it's Zman Gorim. So therefore, this isn't considered a Devash Shalav Al Olam because the 30 days is Zman Magbil. It's saying don't do it before 30 days. So don't do it before 30 days is not Zman Gorim. Zman Gorim is a problem with Devash Shalav Al Olam. It hasn't come yet. But here you don't have to, but here, it's Zman Magbil. So you don't have to come onto the Svar of Zman Mimela Kasi. You don't just say Mechus Zman is Mechus Maisa, but Gam Mechus Maisa, you only find that it's a problem when it's Goyring. In other words, after you convert, or after you get freed, or marries, so there you need a Maisa, so that's Mechus Maisa. So to Zman, when Zman is the Goyring, the Maisa is the Goyring, the Zman is the Goyring. And Zman is the Goyrim, then you can talk about Mechus Zman. But here by Pidgin Aben, Zman's not a Goyrim, B'chiyuv. It's a Magbil B'shlila. And until 30 days you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And both in Kazeh, it could be Mechus Maisa. Even Mechus Maisa would be considered Dov Shlava, I'm certainly not a Mechus Zman. It's only Magbil B'shlila, it's not Goyrim. All right, so we still have a sach lasereden. We got the oischavov up to oischavov, and this parak has Aruch Hashem. I was going to say bli ayin har, but I don't know if anybody's going to give the parak an ayin har. So there are 80 oisius. We're only on ois chav hei. So please stay tuned, and we still have so much more to say. We had dvarim. Are you in the flying? We are in the flying. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends.